Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin' Time!
Hello, everyone. I'm Eric Dewey.
And I'm Steve O'Mooney.
Matthew Renfro is here as well.
And we are Socially Awkward. We are not coming at you live today because we are pre-recording this. Because why, Steven? What's the reason?
Because we're celebrating America.
Because America. That's why. This episode is going to be released on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we decided...
Save the motherfucking day.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to spend our 4th of July sitting around a studio producing a show for you fuckers. So,
no, it's not even that.
I mean, no, you guys,
it's not even that.
We love
the,
you.
The problem is we record at 6, and I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be drunk by noon.
Pretty much, yeah. Especially since 4th of July actually falls on a Friday this year. It's been a while since that's happened. I think there's going to be a lot of people out of work, a lot of people drunk as crap, and probably a lot of fireworks going off, especially now that...
And the funny part is the fireworks, I guarantee, are not only going to start on Thursday night, but continue over until Saturday night.
Yes. Well, because people are excited when they buy them. They're like, oh, I bought them. I've already got some. I'll just set a few off.
But...
And then they don't get to them all on Friday. And so like, oh, crap, we still got some left over. Let's hurry up and use them.
Be sure to check your legislation regarding that stuff.
Yes,
because
it's really
you
weird.
You can get in big trouble for it.
Yes,
well,
there's some
where
cities
in the valley you live.
Yeah, there's some cities that allow it. There's some cities that allow you to use them, mm-hmm. but don't allow stores to sell them. Mm-hmm. Other cities that allow stores to sell them, but don't allow them to use them. Mm-hmm. It's the stupidest thing. So basically, if you go into a store,
we should
and it's
do
got
that with
fireworks,
marijuana here. You can buy marijuana, but you can't smoke it in Tempe. You can go all the way to Mesa to smoke it, but you can't buy it in Mesa.
You know how quickly smoke shops would pop up on the borders between these two cities?
Right.
Man,
they're
I
like,
don't...
you can buy it here, cross the street, and you're good to go. There's like a lounge
and see,
that we own on the other side of the street.
And that's the thing. When you arrest people, they'll be like,
I'm
sorry, officer. I thought smoking marijuana was legal to go.
Not on this side of the street.
He goes, smoking marijuana is legal. Being a pothead is. If you understood that, we wouldn't be throwing you in jail.
What?
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. It would
I digress.
Be, it,
or you
it
get like the mobile head shops. Like the food trucks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. Okay. We're no longer
doing the podcast
anymore. We are going to invest
the mobile
all of our money to the mobile head shop business.
I think that's
throwing moon on the move.
I think that's a horrible idea. Absolutely
horrible. It was your idea. What the hell, man?
I suggested. Doesn't mean it's a good one.
Like joints, man. Let's get braced it on the fly.
Then when I see one, I'm going to be like, hey.
I think they already have.
Matthew will be like, hey, that looks like my big show.
No, chances are I'd be like, that's a great fucking idea.
Yeah.
Well, don't they kind of already have mobile head shops, though? Isn't it called just any drug dealer that has a car right now? I mean, because pretty much.
Yeah, but they don't have a colorful van.
I don't know if they have an LLC.
Some of them probably do. I'd be willing to bet. Well, not the ones that don't dip into their own stash don't. They're driving around in Lexuses and Beamers and stuff. The ones who do partake of their own product, they're in the big old hippie van.
Man, I used to have like so much product,
I don't understand,
man. But
I
now I got a unicorn.
Day, and I'm still broke.
I got a unicorn, man, flying out of a rainbow, man, on my van that my dad gave
me. What's up, Jim Brewer?
Yeah, man. That's what it is, man.
So, yeah, more
I hate
of
when
story.
I do that voice and people are like, that's a good stoner. I'm like, did you ever see Half-Baked? God.
Have you ever seen Half-Baked on weed?
Yeah, it's the same movie.
You're like, actually, it seems kind of dumb now. I don't understand. No, maybe.
Like Half-Baked. I own that movie.
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
You ever suck dick for crack?
I seen it.
Pop sex.
That was one of my, that was, I saw that movie before I knew that Bob Saget ever did like actual dirty comedy.
Oh yeah.
I only knew Bob Saget from Full House. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that movie and I was like, what the fuck just happened in my childhood? Like, seriously.
Bob like, Saget just had dick like, for money.
Everywhere you look, I'll suck dick for... Whose dick did you suck? Was it the milkman,
the paper boy?
Or was it on Ethan Cherry? Sorry, that was too easy. I had to go for it.
It was probably John Stamos.
Yeah, he has that look about him, doesn't he?
He's got the Greek yogurt game going now.
Oh, yeah. I like
He's
Greek
also
yogurt.
A drummer.
Especially with some
weird story. Did I tell you
on top?
What, Greek yogurt?
Yeah, Greek yogurt with some granola on top.
Did I tell you guys this? My brother Ryan, he's a musician. He's a magician.
He's a magician.
I wish.
He makes music appear out of nowhere.
He actually played with John Stamos one night because John Stamos was on drums.
Nice.
My brother's all showing me like pictures. I was like, is that fucking John Stamos?
He's like, yeah, Jesse? That's not the point of the picture.
I know,
look at me, I'm playing the guitar.
No, he's like, I'm playing the keyboard. I'm like, no, you're playing with fucking Uncle Jesse.
Who's that on drums?
That's Uncle Jesse.
Who the hell's over there on the drum set? Yeah, speaking of music, that actually brings me to a point I wanted to bring up with you guys. I had a serious question. Both of you are self-proclaimed music aficionados, correct? You are fans of the genre of music?
No.
No?
Yeah.
No?
Can't stand it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Fro Show is just a tax dodge.
Yeah. Have you announced that new thing yet? Have you, like, made that official yet? No? Okay, we won't talk about that then.
No. I didn't even hear this.
There's been a little bit of leakage on Facebook.
Leakage?
But, no, it looks good.
I hate to break it to you. There's no leakage on Facebook. It's called you're in the splash zone and you're doing it on Facebook.
I don't even know. I know what you're talking about.
Well, we'll talk about it off air then, because I don't want to bring. I figured that you could do a surprise and stuff. I don't want to ruin it. So.
Surprise. Oh, that's fine. Okay.
You don't have any surprises planned? Because if you don't have any surprises planned, then I guess it's not a surprise.
I don't know what you're referring to. Oh.
Oh, Coco.
Yeah, is that a surprise? Is that gonna be like?
Oh, I haven't even seen them yet.
Really?
Well, I've seen them, but I haven't seen like I haven't seen it.
I feel special yet. Now.
It's sitting in my. Email, but I haven't opened it up yet.
It looks good. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. Cool.
I got a little sneak preview.
Yay.
Because I guessed right when there was a preview of just a little piece of it posted on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
I bet you
I know what that is.
Yeah.
And I happened to be talking to her about something else at the time. I was like, hey, just for my own curiosity.
Okay, everybody knows. I don't know.
just a logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
there you
shit.
Go.
Cat's out of the bag.
Oh, I didn't know if you were like waiting for a big announcement.
No,
like, it's going to be a big thing. I didn't want to ruin it.
Oh, did she finally make the logo for the Arcade Bros, which I wanted, where it was just two dicks fighting each other?
No.
Oh.
But she made a Fro Show logo that is two dicks fighting each other. They're just bigger than yours would have been. No, it's a really cool logo. It's a really Raven Designs, who, by the way, brought you this episode for illustration and design that fit your personality. Visit RavenCruise.com. Raven did a fantastic logo, not only for Matthew on the Fro Show, which he'll be releasing when he gets around to it, but she also did a fantastic logo for my new charity organization. You guys know previously I was with a group that delivered comic books to kids in the hospital.
It was a great cause until the fuckers fucked it up like fucktards.
I'm not going
to
go
That's
into
the best
details,
way to put it.
But let's just say the people who were running it in a different state were not doing things
Ohio.
Properly. And not that state. That's a different state altogether. But so basically, long story short, that organization ceased to exist shortly after Phoenix Comic Con this year. And we decided, you know what, this is still too good of an idea, too good a cause to let it die. So we decided to continue it here in Arizona. And we have. And we've got it going. We've already had two visits, as a matter of fact. They went spectacularly. We've got a really great cosplayer on board, AZ Tony Stark. You can find him on Facebook. He's great because he's got a fantastic Iron Man costume, but he also does Tony Stark. Like, he actually cosplays and acts as Tony Stark, so it's perfect. He actually has the whole persona down. It's wonderful.
What's his name? Arizona Iron Man?
AZ Tony Stark.
Yeah,
AZ Tony Stark. Yeah,
we should get him on the cast.
I'm going to try, actually, as a matter of fact.
There's been a ton of like photos
going up. And he has to come in the full Iron Man costume.
Of course. That's the rule. Duh. And he has to fly in with his arc reactor and repulsors and whatnot.
And then Matthew has to get angry.
Yes. Right. So that new organization is called Comicare. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Comicare. We're on Twitter at Comicare. We're on Instagram at Comicare.org. And we're on the web at Comicare.org, although right now that just takes you over to the Facebook
and Tumblr
page. Oh, yes, that's right. Can't forget Tumblr. We're also on Google Plus, although I've only posted like two things on there. Because Google Plus, you can't. Everything else, like Instagram. Instagram/Comicare.org.
Like, I don't know
Twitter
why Google.
Facebook/this. Everything else. Comicare is at comicare.tumblr.com. Everything's great. Oh, we even have a Flickr. You can go to flickr.com/photos/Comicare and see like a whole bunch of pictures. Google is like google.com/pages/47373224-7-47334. Some bullshit. So I tried to set up a subdomain on the comicare.org. And it hasn't been working yet, but eventually Google.comicare.org will take you to the
Have you guys consulted
page.
Doing one on Reddit?
I posted a thread for it in r/charity. Didn't get a whole lot of response, but I'll try
yet.
Again. I'll try again in like a few months.
Wait till I go as sexy Deadpool for the next
year.
It's going to be with a Deadpool mask and a thong. They're not going to let me into the hospital, but it sure will be fun for me to try.
But, yeah, so definitely check it out. And sometime in the near future, we'll have Zeph back on to talk about it as well, since he's the one running it with me. I've officially been given, by my choice, the title of Vice President of Comicare. So that's cool.
I know. You had to go out and branch off because we wouldn't give you Vice President here.
Yeah. Well, why would I want Vice President? I'm fucking President here, motherfuckers.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But no, we were looking for something. So Zeph is the president of the organization. I'm vice president. All right. Which
Sweet.
Means I get all of the title, all of the accolades, none of the work. All right? That's how it works, right?
Maybe.
I know.
I get to like visit schools and shit and be like, hey guys, I'm vice president. You're all cool to me. You're all thrilled to meet me. Ha!
That's why you show up as Gerald Ford.
Oh. Was that a fat joke? Oh no, that's Taft. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah, because wasn't Gerald Ford, he was vice president to...
To who?
I want to say George Bush, was he?
I don't think so. I think you're going way... I think Ford was way before the Bushes.
I thought so, too. That's why I wasn't sure.
Really enjoying all this presidential talk. Being this,
4th of July.
4th of July.
Oh, wait, wasn't Ford after Nixon?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think that... Yeah, because... Nixon had to leave due to
because wasn't it Ford who gave Nixon his pardon?
His pardon. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, so Ford was Nixon's vice president, and then became president when Nixon resigned.
I didn't resign.
History, bitches. You just got learned.
I know. We just learned you.
Sort of. I'm sure everything.
I do want to talk about the trailer, but I'm going to wait till the next half of the show because that's what our question is. But did everyone see that trailer yet?
For.
The new TMS.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matthew, what do you think?
That has nothing to do with presidents. I thought we were talking about presidents.
Well, technically, Splinter is like the president of sewers, so brought it back.
See what you did there. Yeah, it was cool.
I'm glad we got to see more action.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. I'm still not sold. I'll be honest with you. It's better. Like every progressive trailer that we've seen and every poster that we've seen, everything that we've seen, it's all gotten better so far, which is good because the first thing we saw was like...
The one thing I don't like so far is how Shredder's armor is pretty much a Transformer now. But I do kind of like the thing where he's talking to some guy in the shadow going like, we upgraded your armor. So I'm like, he's not even probably Shredder. Like, there's another guy who's going to probably be the Shredder. So I'm all like, okay, so I'm kind of excited about that.
It's actually the rat controlling everything. He's the good guy and the bad guy. Spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding. That's how I'd write it. But I'm not Michael Bay, so
Tony Shalhoub.
I'm sure that there's going to be no storyline. Everything's going to explode.
I'd say Tony Shalhoub has already sold me of doing the voice of Splinter.
Oh, yeah? I like Tony Shalhoub, so I'd be okay with that. But we'll get more
into
I just wish
he was doing it from, like, Antonio from Wings. I drive a taxi.
He does.
I've really got into Wings lately. I've been watching that since I was sick for like 5 days. I've just been watching Wings. And it's weird because I'm like watching it going all like, oh my God, Monk and... No, I'm going like Sandman and Superman are in the same show together because Tim Daly is the voice of Superman.
Right.
People did not know that.
I didn't know that. But I'll take your word for it.
Wings.
Go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, go watch it right now.
Netflix.com.
Don't be like Quagmire where he's talking about Wings.
Use promo code Fern to get a 0% discount.
to get an error message.
You don't know. Maybe it'd be like
Can we start using it now? Use the promo code FERN to get an error message.
My parents used to watch Wings when it was on.
I just recently rewatched the entire series with my wife, so it's
Fraser
actually kind of fresh.
Frasier Crane makes an impression. And also,
which
Norm
is funny because we had watched the series that we had watched were Cheers, then Frasier, then Wings. So it was like, holy crap! And yeah, Norm and Cliff show up at one point.
Did you know about Cliff's character?
It wasn't actually intended to be a reoccurring role.
Yeah, he tried out for Norm.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. And he's like, you have a guy on the show that does... I can't do a...
He basically just wants to make up facts.
Makes up facts. And they're like, no, they don't do this. He pretty much wrote his own character into a show.
Yeah, they gave him a one-time shot and everybody loved it. And sure enough, he became one of the seminal characters.
Hmm, interesting.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a music question?
I did have a music
question. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. No, this is a serious question. This has been brewing for a couple of weeks because I've been listening to the radio on my way to and from work. And
I listen
to a radio station that basically just plays kind of a mix of everything.
The Peak?
Yeah. It used to be the Peak. Now it's the Mountain. The Peak got changed into KTAR on FM. And now the Mountain is basically doing what the Peak used to do, except they're not claiming to never play any repeats in the same day. But I haven't really heard
so
any yet.
When
but
do
here's
we get
the
to,
question.
So when do we get to change from being 4i Radio Network to 4i Series Network?
4i Series Network? I don't know. Or we could be the 5i Radio Network.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah, that would be kind of dumb.
Get to your question.
Anyways, okay, so here's my question, guys. As lovers of music, as knowledgeable people in the industry of music, what the fuck is up with Nickelback? Like, seriously. They suck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay.
It's not awful.
They suck. Everybody is pretty much concurrent about this. Every article I see is about how much Nickelback sucks. There's no question of whether or not they suck. The only debate seems to be how much they suck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yet, they still get their shit played on the radio, like, fucking constantly. What the hell?
Well, because for however many people think they suck, there's still that many more people that love them.
But how is that possible? How is it possible for a
okay,
musical
now what
that
are
sucks
okay,
that much?
But what Nickelback songs are they playing? Are they playing
I
new
can't
Nickelback
tell. They
songs?
The
are they
same,
playing
so
old Nickelback songs?
I really because
this
tell
is what
you.
I found out
they're
about Nickelback.
They're probably just playing the fucking hits.
That's what I'm pretty sure. That's probably what's going on. Is they're hitting the hits.
But it just
chart
sucks.
Because this is why I know Nickelback sucks. Nickelback sucks because they have a song where they're talking about if everybody cared and everybody was good to each other and everybody treated each other with respect. They have a song about this. But then they came out with the same year with the same song going, she looks so much better with something in her mouth, basically talking about a girl sucking cock. And you're sitting there going like, wait a minute. You just talked about treating everybody equally, but now you're like, no, this girl's a whore. We need to put her dicks in her mouth, and now she's better looking. I'm like, so fuck you guys. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're just trying to hit every genre of everything you can get with music-wise. You're like, we want to touch
people's
hearts.
They also put out that stupid song where they were talking about what they would do if they were rock stars. I'm like, but...
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
But you fucking are, you assholes. What the... But I don't understand how or why. That's what
I
want to
be a rock star song.
Yeah. The fuck?
Okay, this is the thing, though. You have to also look at other music bands that sit there and go, like, well, how come these people are still being played on the radio as well, such as Justin Bieber?
But he doesn't get played on my radio stations, so it's all good. That's what I'm saying. Like, this shows up on my radio stations that play other music that I actually do like.
Well, the Mountain now is more adult contemporary ages.
So it's for old folks like me.
Well,
I don't like
they play a mix of...
He's talking about... I know what he's getting at.
Like the age range. Like they play a mix of like stuff from the 80s
right.
to like present day. So like...
Right. Not too much present day though, thankfully, because I don't want to hear the same shit I'm going to hear on every other radio station in town.
No, they're definitely not playing the same like hits and shit that like if you go over to Kiss...
Like, dude, I get it. You're happy. Shut the fuck up about it. I don't need to hear it anymore.
But their range is... Yeah. Large.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking what Matthew's getting at is the fact that there's certain stations that probably go like, and there's that generation that probably hooked on to Nickelback, like, this is my band, even though they suck, and they're like, I don't want to give this up, even though I know they suck, but they don't want to branch
out. You know who that is? You know who that is?
They don't want
the guys who had a band in the garage and that they sucked really bad, and when they listen to Nickelback, they're like, dude, that
we
sounds
totally
just like
this.
That sounds just like us!
But the thing is they don't want to branch out and see... listen to other music because they're afraid, and they're like, I'm just going to stick to this genre. So that's why you have that clusterfuck of people probably going, yeah, play a Nickelback song. It's the only song I know.
Well, I mean, I think they were able to be played on a wide range of stations out here. Like, mm-hmm. you would hear their songs.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, who did they pay
but
off?
But then you would also hear them on KUPD.
They cracked the
and
code?
Then, like,
they're Canadian.
They I don't know. I used to work with a couple that they were, like, that was their favorite band. They'd seen them in concert,
more
they
than
told
once?
Me, I was like, what?
More than once is too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Once
I remember,
is too much, but I mean, more than once, like is, you should have learned your lesson the first time.
This is what you do. This is what you do. You go, this is how you usually present, dude, okay, we had nothing to do Friday night. You know what we did? We bought tickets. Get this. We bought tickets. Sorry, I can't even give it straight. To a Nickelback concert. Oh, my God. I thought my life sucked, and then I saw that. I have a new outlook on fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, but you spent the money on that.
Oh,
yeah,
no, that's the beauty of it. The scalper, he was paying us to get the ticket. Oh, my God.
I need to get rid of these. Well, that is sort of like the, I mean, I have seen
fair.
Britney Spears in concert. But I won the ticket.
Oops, you did it again.
Yeah. I was shocked to find out when we showed up. First of all, we stopped at, it was downtown at America West Arena back when it was actually America West mm-hmm. Arena. And,
God, you're old.
I know. We had won tickets from the radio station. It was funny because they had given us these tickets in lieu of something. Oh, no, it was a long story, but we had won tickets. A buddy of mine had won tickets to some other concert. It was like a rap tour concert. I know the headliner was Ja Rule and like a bunch of other people. Like, yeah, that's the time
I would
frame.
Have loved to
this
see
is the time
Eric.
Frame we're talking about.
I would love to see Eric at a Ja Rule concert.
I went to it. They flew us to San Jose. We went and saw it in the San Jose Arena where the Sharks play. It was this big. I don't think it was the
Ja Rule and like Ashanti.
No, Ashanti was there.
Oh shit!
Of course.
And then E-40 was there. And there was like 10X. Like 10X. They all came in and like did like one or two songs, and then like next, Usher was there. Alicia Keys was there. I mean, it was actually a fairly decent
the only weird
show
part
for the
is,
most
is
part.
Eric was the only center of
we
focus going,
left.
Like, this is the whitest, palest Canadian in the
I'm
audience
just like,
right
I'm
now.
Standing there going,
oh, I guarantee he was not the only white person at
no,
that
no,
show.
No. I'm not, talking about not remotely. In fact, the guy I had gone with was paler than me, if you can believe that. So, blonde hair, blue eyes,
sure,
total
was,
Aryan.
Hitler?
Yeah, pretty much.
Quite a few Caucasians at that concert.
Yeah. We ended up leaving. Here's what's funny. Okay, so we win these tickets to this concert, and it was a trip package deal. We got a flight out to San Jose. Mm-hmm. We got to stay one night in the little hotel near the wherever the Sharks Arena. I think it's Staples something. No, it's something. I don't know. Wherever the Sharks play.
Staples Center's in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I want to say it was Staples branded. It's not the Staples Center, but I want to say it was like
they're probably playing
it was
the
like
Staples
owned by
store.
Staples. Yeah, it was pretty much just a store.
Office Max.
Depot. But whatever, yeah, maybe, I don't
Office
know.
Office Depot, they had to play on the roof.
So what
they're
happened
like, we're not
was
moving
we
the
showed
floors.
Up to the airport when we're supposed to, whatever. Our flight was delayed like 4 hours. So we ended up getting there just in time to like throw our shit in the hotel and run over to the concert. We missed like the first two acts. So like half of the people that had won these tickets were like bitching and moaning to the radio people. We missed part of the show. I'm like, this is a free trip, you fuckers.
Yeah.
Like, you missed the first, you missed the opening two acts of a crappy show. You missed the crappiest two acts of that show. Get over yourself.
Maybe it was Kanye.
But they were still like, oh, well, we're going to figure out a way to compensate you guys, whatever, whatever. And so, a couple of weeks go by and they call us up and they're like, hey, that same tour is coming through Tucson. If you want to catch some of the show that you missed, we'll put you on a bus and take you down to Tucson. You can go watch the show. And we're like, no, I'm not taking a bus to Tucson for any damn thing. There is nothing in Tucson
Whoops,
that you can
bus.
Get me to
you
take.
You guys are stopping at the jail in Florence.
Yeah.
What?
There is nothing in Tucson that you could possibly do that would make me go, oh, yeah, I'll get on a bus to Tucson.
Yeah, Tucson to me
I'll drive
is always,
to Tucson for things. I'll fly, maybe.
I always
not get
this.
On a bus.
People are always told me, they were like, dude, you should totally come to Tucson and go to college there. I'm like, dude, Tucson is a weekend trip when your friends are in college, so you can go there, get drunk, ruin their shit, and then you're like, I gotta go, I don't live here, bye. That's what Tucson is.
It's just so dirty. Like, anyways, but so we told them, we said, no thanks, we don't want that. So another week goes by or so, and they call us back and say, okay, so Britney Spears is coming to town, we've got tickets for that if you want that. And we're like, for reals? Like, we missed out on part of a rap show, so you're giving us Britney Spears tickets as compensation? That's just wacky enough to work. We'll take them. So we went up to the Hooters downtown beforehand, split, like, it was just two of us. And I think we split, like, four pitchers of Coors Light. I mean, it was Coors Light because it's Hooters. What are you going to do? But we still, I mean, it was like two pitchers each, basically, we drank. So we stumbled down to the stadium where we discovered they sell beer at Britney Spears concerts, which was fantastic news for us.
Well, they have to, man.
It was not as fantastic news for my buddy who went with me because he has no concept. When he got drunk, he really had zero concept of age. And the girl sitting next to us.
Not cool.
We're not old enough for him to be talking to. And I'm like, dude, no. I'm like, 15 max. Maximum. And that's like giving him a couple of years.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that,
but no, they see that we're drinking. They know they wouldn't be talking to me if they knew. I'm like, just fucking ask, dude. Just fucking say, how fucking old are you? And he finally did, like, and guess what? 14. I was like, see? And he's like, oh. He was all upset. I'm like, could have fucking told you, dude.
Hey, look. What?
In fact, I did tell you over and over again.
Is your defense in court when the officer, when the judge is all like, we're going to, he's like, oops, I did it again. Yeah.
Yeah. His best defense was, well, she saw me drinking a beer and she talked to me anyway, so I figured she was old enough.
Yeah, because she's probably thinking
like,
she could get her beer.
You were drinking the beer. She wasn't drinking. Like, if she was drinking a beer, then you could make the leap that maybe she was old enough. But just the fact that you had a beer does not mean that she was old enough. So anyway, long story short, I saw Britney Spears in concert.
And you also saw a gangster rap concert, man.
Yeah.
That's a part of the story I didn't even know about.
Actually, the best part of that story was that as soon as Ja Rule came on, we were like, okay, he's the closer, the headliner, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We could beat the crowd if we leave now. So we left in the middle of Ja Rule's first song and started bar hopping in downtown San Jose. I don't remember much after that point other than throwing up twice in the streets of San Jose. The only town I've ever thrown up in the streets of is San Jose, California.
But to be fair,
San Jose.
But to be fair, they probably didn't notice.
No, they did. I'm sure they didn't. And luckily, I mean, we saw it in the dark of night, and there was not anything to behold, and I can't even imagine what it looked like in the daytime.
Yeah, I only heard the Britney Spears part of that story. I never heard the Eric being a gangster rap. Now you just think of him with like a do-rag on.
I got my pistol point. Go.
Got his pants like halfway around his car. You know.
But,
what's up, players?
I can't even get my...
He has a little Band-Aid. He's trying to be like Nelly.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
No,
What was that?
The rumor is...
Hey, man. Nelly did what Nelly did.
No. The rumor is
Nelly did what Nelly does.
No. The rumor is he actually hurt himself and he put a Band-Aid on and people thought it was a fashion thing, so everyone started doing it. So he was like, shit.
You cannot believe
I'm going to do it now.
When I worked for Foot Locker, I was up at Paradise Valley. We were one of the few stores in the valley that had Air Force Ones. And I would have so many people every single fucking day walk in with a goddamn Band-Aid on their face going, you got any Air Force Ones? I'd be like, no.
Please.
Even though I did. Please, I had a whole fucking shelf full of them in the bag. But I was like, fuck you, get out.
You didn't use the line? You got any Air Force Ones? You go, get out of my store.
Now, I did sell some Air Force Ones to Sean Marion.
I went there.
Though. So that was cool.
When you laugh.
I didn't know who he was at first. I just, like, I recognized that he had to be somebody. Because I'm like, okay, here's a dude, like... He's got like 3 inches on me,
Saint
first
Lunatics.
Of all.
Oh,
and
no,
he's got this gigantic...
You're talking about...
He's Sean Marion.
Yeah.
Matrix, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he was in the Matrix?
I know shit. Yeah, dude. He was Neo. You didn't know? That's how good an actor he was.
Yeah.
He played a skinny white kid.
He played a really bad actor.
Man. He was great. This guy comes in. I'm like, first of all, I don't have to look up to too many people. Being 6'6", I don't find myself bending my neck upward very often. Downward, yeah, all the time. But up, no, not so much. So I'm like, okay, well, this guy's big. And then I was like, he was also obviously like extremely muscular, tortured. Like, I was like, holy crap.
Word?
Like, this guy spends a lot of time in a gym, is what I'm saying. But he also had this gigantic pendant on that was like platinum encrusted with diamonds and the number 31. And I was like, nobody just wears a number randomly unless it means something. So I went, like, I had a guy stalking in the back. I'm like, hey, come out here and tell me if this guy's anybody. And the guy came out and he's like, holy crap, that's Sean Marion, man. Oh, get him inside
the
back.
Yeah.
He starts freaking out. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm like, hey, Mr. Marion. He's like, yeah. I'm like, would you like to sign our backboard? Because we had one of those old school Foot Lockers that had the backboard.
Yeah. Which I always wanted to play basketball in there, but you couldn't.
I know.
Oh, you should have come to my store. We did it all the time. I brought in a Nerf ball. We
see, that's the way you
that
do
makes
it.
Me want to just like open a gaming store and then put the systems out with no controllers. And people be like, hey, can I play the system? Be like, nah.
Nope. Even better, yeah. You're just sitting there in a chair with the one controller, just sitting there playing. People are like, hey, can I play? Nope.
Or even better, put the wrong controller with the system. They're like, this is an N64 controller for a PlayStation 4. Yeah, so?
See what you can do. Let's see what you got.
If you were
a real gamer, you'd figure it out.
You'd figure it out, bitch. I'm never coming to fucking Drunkies McDrunk Arcade again.
Yeah, I made an art out of slacking off when I worked at Foot Locker. We played basketball on the backboard. I brought in a specific Nerf ball just to do that. And when I forgot the ball, we would use the six-pack bags of socks to do it instead. We also played
solid.
Like, I guess it wouldn't be laser tag because we weren't playing with lasers, but we essentially played like battles with the bags of socks too. We'd like run around the store like trying to hit each other with the bags of socks. And then at one point we created a baseball with one of those little rubber balls, and then we covered it with paper towels and stuff and then tape and made a little baseball.
Oh, wow.
And I brought in my old little league bat and we rocked some baseball up in the Foot Locker.
Was this pre-cameras?
Yeah. This was back in the day, yo.
Makes sense.
Baseball game really took off when I discovered that our own East Bay catalog, because East Bay is owned by Foot Locker, for those who don't know, I found that they had training baseballs, which are essentially foam rubber balls. They're heavier than standard foam, so they fly pretty good, but they don't hurt you if they hit you in the noggin. But they also have the seams on them, so you can actually pitch with them and have it be fairly realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Found those in the catalog, had a little bit of money on a gift card. Oh, the baseball game took off like a mofo.
Nice.
Oh man, we'd have the batter would stand up against short track. We had a little
movie
sign
about this now.
Like right, we had a sign positioned on a hanger right where the strike zone would be. So it's like if you don't swing and it hits the sign, it was a strike. Boom, umpire taken care of.
Wow,
that's what I'm gonna call it. Umpire Boys is the movie.
We had a
and everyone's all like, "Wait, what?" And they're like, "No, it's about Foot Locker. We just can't use Foot Locker, so we're just calling it Referee Store or something like that."
What's really funny is that's all when I was an assistant manager. When I got my own store, I was like fucking super strict all the time.
Oh, shit. You would be like kind of guy.
Well, it's like one of those things. It's like I know how to get away with everything. So nobody's getting away with shit when I'm around because I know all the tricks.
You know what? That's true, though, because when I became like a manager at Kohl's, that was like the same thing. It's all like, hey, I've done that. One guy, though, I worked with at Kohl's before we even became anything, this guy, I got to hand it to him. This guy was the laziest motherfucker in the world. No. And I got to give him props for it, too. He would come into the store. He would take his shirt off the rack and just hide the tag because he didn't want to buy his own clothing. So he would just throw on like a dress shirt then and then be fine. And then he would literally come in, clock in, leave, go home to watch his stories. Not kidding. And then, like, finally, the security guard, Jonathan, this guy called Jay Fox, and he literally looked like Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an English accent. Yeah, it was the weirdest
welcome
thing.
Welcome to the party, pal. Oh, no, I can't do it.
Welcome.
I don't know where
but you could barely understand him when he spoke. He'd be like, welcome to the party, pal. But he literally, he called him up. He's like, where are you? And he's like, I'm collecting carts, even though he's, like, at home. He's like, but I just called you from your house. He's like, I had to go home for a bit or whatnot. And then he comes back and he's like, I had to let him go. And Jonathan comes up to me going like, I didn't even want to fire the kid. I thought he was got like fucking great like ideas, like how to fucking slack off. But he's like, he's on camera. I'm liable. It's like, it's fucking bullshit.
That's kind of the way I look at it. I'm like, if you put fucking enough effort into slacking off, you deserve some kind of praise for that.
The best thing that ever happened when we were working at Kohl's, though, we had these shoplifters, and they take off running, and there was a skinny girl, and there was a really fat girl, and she was wearing, like, a red shirt, so we started calling her the Kool-Aid girl when she took off, because then it was like, oh, no!
Mm-hmm.
But they took off running, and she's, like, running after the skinny friend who's, like, bolted out the door and everything like that. They jump into this car and we're like, okay, we can't get him or whatnot. The car pulls around to get the fat girl. Is like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Get me in the car. You know, because she's taking her sweet time. We're like, all right, we can't read the license plate. But what we could read was, this car for sale. Please call. And we're like, are you shitting me? That's your getaway car? Oh, my God. And then Jonathan had to call them and be like, I'm interested in buying your car.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you talking about? She's like, I just saw you driving down, like, you know, Chandler Boulevard or whatnot. And I was like, oh, I really want to buy that car. You have the number. That's how I got the number.
I really want to buy that car. That car, it spoke to me. There, I have seen some stupid people trying to steal stuff. When I worked for Foot Locker, I had a guy literally come in and just load up, like, full armloads of jerseys and shirts and stuff and just walk right out the door. And I was like, did that fucking just happen? Like, I'm standing there watching him do this, and I'm like, holy crap. So I walk out. I follow him out to the curb. Like, he walks out to the curb. He walks out of the mall, out to the curb, was waiting for his ride to come pull him up. I'm like, excuse me. Can I ring you up? Like, I'm like, I don't know what to say at this point. Like, that's brazen. So I was just like, can I ring you up for those? He's like, I already paid for them. I'm like, they still got, like, all the tags and stuff. I'm like, some of them are zip-tied to the hangers. Like, that's how we tried to keep people from stealing stuff. It didn't work because people just steal the hangers, too. So
I got me a free hanger!
I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, no. Come on now. Just give me the stuff back, and we won't... This ends now if you just give me the stuff back. He's like, oh, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to call the police, you know, whatever. And I pull out my cell phone. He just drops the shit on the ground, like, takes off. I'm like, the fuck, dude? Like, that's just brazen. Just walk out of the store with, like, an armload of shit. What really pissed me off, though, dude walked past at least 3 mall security guards carrying just an armload of merchandise with no bags, no nothing, obvious hangers still hanging off of stuff, and they didn't even blink. Like, they didn't even look at the guy. I'm like, I'm walking past. I'm like,
what mall?
Flagstaff. No, this is a Flagstaff. This is a Flagstaff.
That's why.
And I was just like when I came back in with the armloads of stuff, like, they're still in their same spots basically. And I passed each of them. I'm like, you didn't see this guy?
Yeah.
They're like, huh? I'm like, seriously? And then, like, the one closest to our store, I asked him, I'm like, you didn't see this guy just walk by with all the stuff? He's like, I figured he bought it.
I figured he bought it.
What about this pile of stuff with hangers and zip ties and
guys,
all this stuff?
No bag.
No bag. I found
our new jobs, man. Mall cops. We don't have to do shit.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he bought it.
Shit.
I was just like, this is fucking
insane.
Stop
that, man. I'm on break.
Oh, but I tell you what, if one of my employees smoked too close to the door, security was all over that shit.
Of course.
I got an easy. Oh, we saw one of your employees at 5:53 p.m. standing 19 feet from the doorway smoking a cigarette. I'm like,
yeah, you know why? Because those tickets.
Did you just go up to him and be like, hey, can you take a step this way?
Right.
Like, seriously.
No, because that ticket is easier to write.
And it wasn't even a ticket. It was just me getting a nasty call from the mall security office.
Yeah, but it's easier to contact you. They don't know that guy's home number. He obviously bought that shit.
Evidently. It was, yeah. Wow, mall security, Westcore people.
Man, if I had
hiring practices.
If I had nothing to lose, I would totally try that. Just walk out with a bunch of shit and just be like, I paid for it. And just see, like, if I have that confidence that they'll just be like,
all
right.
I've done it. When I was a kid, I used to steal shit from Walmart all the time.
Oh, it's Walmart.
Well, yeah, but that was before they had, like, people, like, at the door all the time. And that's what I'd do. I'd just go get, like, one of the big boxes of Legos.
Speaking of which, is
anybody... Walk right out the front door.
Speaking of stores and shit like that, does anybody know the whole crap with Hobby Lobby? what's going on with that crap?
Basically, the Supreme Court has decided officially that your boss's religion is more important than your own rights.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's cool.
That's why I'm
an idiot. So I hope that you never have to work for somebody who's, like, say, Scientologist and need antidepressants because, guess what, not covered. Or hope that you never work for anybody who is one of these faith-healing cults. So you won't get any health coverage whatsoever because they don't believe in any of that.
Do they believe in Obamacare?
It drives me nuts. And, like, don't let anybody tell you that this is about birth control. Like, everybody's talking about, they disagree with this birth control,
That's what all the news stories have
It's
been
not just about the birth control. It's about control, all right. It's about the employers exercising their religion over their employees who may or may not be in that same faith. And it is such horse shit. If you want to read something really good on the subject, what I would recommend is reading the actual Supreme Court ruling on the subject, the entirety. It's long. And it's boring as fuck, but it gives you all the information you need. It tells you what all the justices thought of the arguments, and especially Ruth Ginsburg's dissent of it. She wrote more pages in dissent of the decision than the actual document of the decision was.
Next week,
it was 35 pages long, the actual court ruling. Her dissent was 37 pages long.
Jesus.
She cited all sorts of sources. I mean, she was like, this is bullshit, and I'm going to tell you why. And she laid it out. She's like, this is bad. She goes, we opened a door here that you may never close.
Yep.
So,
question for everybody though. How's everyone feel about birth control?
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
But see, that's the thing is, like,
if the person wants to take it, let them take it.
That's the thing is, what really pisses me off about the whole thing is, it's the whole argument is based on the fallacy that if your employee gets insurance coverage that happens to cover birth control, that means that employer is personally paying for the birth control they don't believe in. No, they are paying an insurance company for an insurance program. The insurance company, it may or may not be paying for this particular drug that this employee, with the confidence of their doctor, figured out that they needed. That decision should never involve the employer in any way, shape, or form. And that's what even worse than the whole religious implications of this is the fact that we've opened the door to let employers into that room with the doctor and the employee. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's
that employer should not be in that room.
That's personal.
Exactly. I mean, that's HIPAA violation. I mean, we have whole
patient confidentiality.
Yeah, exactly.
Crap.
Yeah, fuck the Mormons.
The employer should never know or care what the insurance is being used for, because that's personal, private, confidential, shouldn't even matter. Shouldn't matter. It. What really is stupid is it's only specific types of birth control that they really had a problem with.
Yeah, and that, I don't understand that. Why?
Because
is it because of the products that are used in it? Or
no, it's because...
Or the brand.
It's because, according to their belief structure, the soul enters the human being at the moment of conception.
Yeah.
So they're even applying that before implantation of the embryo. They're talking about when the embryo itself is conceived, which is not a thing. You're talking about a clump of cells that are undifferentiated. There's no brain. There's no heart. There's no liver. There's no.
So how do they feel about me just squirting this all over my, you know,
evidently
bathtub?
That's fine, because their insurance plan, they did not have any problem with covering vasectomies, and they did not have any problem covering Viagra.
But can I use my insurance plan, though, for Drano? Because obviously it's backing up that... you know, that shower.
Just put some OxyClean down there, man. Just save a ton of money. Drain them.
She's anyways. Coca-Cola. Eat that shit away.
Yeah, Coke.
Yeah, I like drinking anything. Coke.
Okay, then just some club
and
soda.
And doing Coke.
You're in a rock and a hard place there, buddy.
Yeah, hopefully this weekend I'll
baking
have a hard place.
Done.
But again, I don't, like, why subject to specific, like, you can't...
Their
because there's a lot of different brands out there,
right.
You know what I mean?
Their assertion is that those specific types of birth control, specifically anything used by the female, essentially is what it comes down to, is an abortion-inducing drug. That's how they're classifying it. They're saying that anything that prevents the implantation of the embryo into the uterine wall...
So you're referencing
quote-unquote,
you're not saying that... specific, like,
they're not talking about
Pfizer
specific brands
or
no.
Like okay that's
no,
what I thought you were saying.
No, they're not talking about so specific brands. They're talking about,
can we just call birth control abortion control?
that's point to the story. That's what drives me nuts, all these people who are like so against abortion and also against birth control. I'm like, do you realize that you're shooting yourself in the foot? If you really want to reduce the number of abortions that happen, you increase the amount of birth control that's available.
Yeah.
The more birth control that's available, the less abortions you're going to have. End of story. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who fight against Planned Parenthood clinics and shit like that, a properly funded Planned Parenthood clinic prevents 9 times as many abortions as they actually do. And it boggles my mind that they're fighting against this stuff instead of, they should be fighting for it, but because they've got this twisted notion that, as soon as the sperm hits the egg, boom, person.
The theory I always bring up is the fact that, let's put it this way, they always said, like, okay, no matter what, it's murder when you do an abortion and stuff like that. I go, okay. There was a story where a woman was driving in the carpool lane and she was pregnant. And she was 8 months pregnant, and you could totally see it, and the cop gave her a ticket, and she goes, but there's 2 passengers in this car. And the cop said, no, there's not. There's just you. So in my theory, I'm going, wait a minute. So the law at that point says, no. We do not, 8 months pregnant, we do not assume.
You don't physically see the other being.
You don't see that as a physical being. Yet, when you get an abortion, you have to do it between a certain amount of time before it even gets to a certain state.
Right.
Yet you're classifying that as a human. I don't know about you, but I called that bullshit.
It's called convenient definition. Basically, they're defining something as one thing when it's convenient.
That's why I like to use Herbert Farnsworth's line, the best line ever in Futurama, where he goes, "I don't want to live on this planet anymore."
It's a really complicated mess,
man.
And unfortunately, it doesn't just stop at like it's easy to be like, "Oh, we'll just boycott Hobby Lobby; they'll learn their lesson."
Yeah, okay. When
there's enough crazy people out there who agree with this shit that they'll go shop there. But second of all, now that it's a Supreme Court ruling, I mean, this is what drives me nuts. It's like,
okay, how many people did that with Chick-fil-A?
Exactly. Oh, you had all the, oh, we're having, oh, you guys are going to boycott it? Well, we're going to have Chick-fil-A Hate Appreciation Day. We're going to go.
Wait,
Chick-fil-A
they had that?
They had it. They've had it several times.
Where's the t-shirt? I want to be there.
I still eat at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
I love their food, but I refuse to give them any money. If somebody else wants to buy me Chick-fil-A, I'm okay with that. I will eat it.
Hey, if you, hey, technically,
I won't pay for it myself.
I support
technically, if we get a company credit card.
Chick-fil-A.
If we get a company credit card and we go to Chick-fil-A and we say, just talk business for like 2 minutes, they'd be like, how's the Fro show? How's your show? How's the network? Good. Technically, business lunch.
There you go.
Just saying.
My biggest problem with Chick-fil-A is not just the fact that he came out and said that he was against gay marriage. I'm like, I don't care about that. He's entitled to his own opinion. I disagree with it, and I think he should fucking keep his mouth shut because I don't want to hear it. But I respect his right to say it. We have the right in this country as the freedom of speech to say stupid shit.
Yes.
What I don't agree with is the fact that Chick-fil-A actively spends money funding programs that are actively anti-gay. And specifically, one of the worst instances of that is they actually almost completely 100% fund one of these Pray Away the Gay camps where they take kids who have shown same-sex attractions and try to yell at them, scream at them, belittle them, humiliate them, and essentially just try to turn them straight by being horrible to them. And in some cases, physically abusive. Some of them have been shut down because they found to be actually beating these kids, tying them up, starving them.
After those kids are done with those programs, I just want to play that video, go, it gets better.
It's absolutely horrible and atrocious, and that's the biggest reason. That's why I was boycotting Chick-fil-A like 2 years before he even came out and said anything. Because I heard about that, I was like, "Wait a minute, are they really spending their money on that shit?"
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to give them any of my money to
like
spend.
I always said,
"That's cool, man."
No, I totally respect everybody else's right to continue.
I don't like it either, but I'm still going to eat their fucking food.
It's so good.
Hey, I like
to eat it.
Like fucking MSG, man, it just sucks you in.
Like I always say, so man, let the gays be gay, okay? Like, it doesn't harm anybody.
Exactly.
Even this bullshit with Hobby Lobby and all, you know, whatever companies decide to go down this route.
Which
Hobby
really,
Lobby's got some great sales and some hobby stuff.
Which
I get picture frames from there.
Which puts a damn...
Is it a coupon?
Do you hell, yeah, coupon? Hell yeah, it's a coupon.
Michael's and Joanne's both accept competitors' coupons. You can get that same good deal without supporting...
But it puts a damper on Matthews and I Sunday Hobby Lobby day.
Sorry.
Hobby Lobby's not open on Sundays.
I know. I was waiting for someone to catch me.
So...
Because it's actually on Saturday. That's why we gave Eric the invite for Sunday.
That's why there's no Chick-fil-A in the Flagstaff Mall anymore. Because they refused to open on Sundays. And the mall ownership said, no, we've got too many empty spaces. We can't have a store that's open. We can't have a place that's open in the mall taking up space that's not open every day the mall is.
God, I really
so they refused to renew their lease unless Chick-fil-A would agree to open on Sundays. And they wouldn't. So there's no longer a Chick-fil-A in Flagstaff Mall.
Do we get Chick-fil-A after this?
You guys can. I go for it. If you guys want to buy me some Chick-fil-A again, like I said, as long as it's not my money going into there, I'll eat the shit out of it. Those waffle fries, man. Oh, shit.
Fuck balls.
And the carrot raisin salad. Oh, I love me some of that carrot raisin salad.
You know, for our show notes, not really having anything in here, we sure had a lot of stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah. So anyway, the biggest problem, like I said, with this decision from the Supreme Court is not just Hobby Lobby. It's the fact that it opens the door for any religious owner of a business to claim this shit and possibly deny even more important healthcare and individual rights to a person. There's already been a case just yesterday, as a matter of fact, after this decision came down, there was a case where a restaurant somewhere refused service to a black person because they claimed that it presented a undue hardship against their deeply held religious beliefs. They cited the Supreme Court decision, and unfortunately, it was fairly legitimate because the church that he happened to belong to was some fucking racist bullshit church. And so they're fighting it, obviously, but already there's been some serious repercussions and there's only going to be more. And what drives me nuts is that everybody's like, oh, it's freedom of religion, freedom of religion. No, freedom of religion is also freedom from religion. It's the freedom from having somebody else's religion forced upon you. And that's exactly what this ruling does, is it opens the door for employers to literally force their religious beliefs on their employees in situations where it just should not be. Like I said, the employer does not need to be in that doctor's office with the employee and the doctor. That's not their business. That's not their place.
Seriously. I agree with that 100%.
So that's my rant on the subject.
Glad to hear it.
You guys want to talk about some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles now?
Oh, we're getting to that socially awkward question of the week.
Yeah, we might as well. We're not doing like an official break or anything since we're not going live, so we might as well just go ahead and jump right into it.
Yeah, we can do that.
I don't have the sound effects up or anything, so.
No, that's fine. Well, we can talk about the trailer. We saw the newest trailer came out about, I would say, last week. Speaking of which, why we didn't have a show last week is because I was deathly ill. I think I had the plague. It was weird.
And it happened to hit
That's what I get for time traveling. I'm sorry.
There you go. Well, and honestly, I wasn't feeling like I had a raving headache that day, and I had to go to work, and I was like not feeling it. So when you hit me up and said, I don't think I'm a man, I was like, I'll see if Matthew wants to go, but if he doesn't, then I'm totally good with taking a week off. That was 2 weeks off for me because I was out the week previously due to a family emergency. So,
But yeah, the new trailer came out, and we got to see finally the Turtles in action. We got to finally hear some of their voices, mm-hmm. some of their banter in between. Of course, Leonardo is being voiced by Johnny Knoxville. Doesn't really sound like Johnny Knoxville. It actually kind of sounds like legitimate Leonardo. The only thing I still say when he does say certain things, I'm all like, I still think it would have been a better voice for Raph, but I don't really mind the voice for Raphael.
Yeah.
I even kind of like the joking. It looks like all the turtles are going to have their own personality, kind of back to the original kind of movie mm-hmm. and also the TV show where he's like, oh, he's doing his Batman voice and stuff. So I thought that was kind of funny. I even like the joke they even played at the end of the trailer with Megan Fox going like, no, they're not aliens. That's stupid. So I was like, okay, you're bringing it back to that. Still don't know how
at least he can laugh at himself along with us because we're all laughing at you, Michael. We are.
I don't know how I feel, though, about the Shredder yet. I don't know how I feel. I like the armor. I just don't know if I like the whole, like, ching, 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 I'm Wolverine, bitches, or whatnot. Matthew, what about you? What do you like about the trailer, don't like about the trailer?
I personally don't have any dislikes. I'm excited to see it. That's really all it is. Like, me and movies, like, I love movies, and mm-hmm. if I walk out of there and I wasn't very entertained, then I feel that was a failure of a movie. But if I walk out and I'm like, yeah, that was fun, I had a good time, I was entertained, then that's a win for me.
Awesome.
I personally think Donatello looks badass. Raphael, he looks very big and very oddly shaped.
yeah, his head seems very small for his body.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, Donatello.
I mean, for a turtle. Legit,
like with his like engineer goggles and everything on, yeah, it looks pretty, he looks rad.
Yeah, I think everyone looks pretty good now that we've actually seen them up close. I don't know how I feel still about the nostrils, but it's not really that big of a deal to me right now because, I mean, noticing when you see all the action and them fighting and stuff like that, I'm like, you're not...
The biggest deal ever. I think we need a Supreme Court ruling on whether or not...
You're not really focused.
Ninja Turtles.
I do like Splinter. I thought the little bit they showed of Splinter doing some fighting and stuff like that, I was like, oh, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks like this is going to be a lot darker. I mean, the first Ninja Turtle movie was pretty dark for the time, but it looks like this one's going to be pretty dark as well. Eric, I don't know if you're a huge turtle fan or have ever been a huge turtle fan.
I never got into the big craze. I enjoyed it. I watched the cartoons. I played the video game in the arcade. I loved that game. And I watched the movies when they came out, but I was never like a huge diehard turtle head or whatever the fandom is called. But I enjoyed it. It wasn't like, oh, fuck the Ninja Turtles. No, it was more like just, oh, okay, they're a thing that's cool. I'm really on the fence right now on this movie. I'll probably watch it. I'll probably wait for it to come out on video unless somebody tells me that it's just one of those ones that you absolutely have to see
like
in the
X-Men.
Theater. Yeah. Yeah, unless it's one of those ones that everybody's like, you have to watch this right away. Okay, then maybe I'll go check it out in the theater. Otherwise, I'll probably wait for video for it. But I'm interested to see how it plays out and to see if it can be anything. Because I don't always hate Michael Bay stuff.
We have to get in the genre. This is produced by Michael Bay, not directed.
Oh, okay.
Produced by Michael Bay. I mean, he did do a lot of backpedaling after he came out and said what he was the first originally doing and what's going to happen. I do have to say, if you guys are very smart, apparently they already talked about doing two more movies. This will be a 3-movie franchise. Hopefully the movie does well for them to do. I will say this. If you are planning on doing 3-movie franchise, do this at the end of your movie. Become the Marvel and just give us a thing where even if Shredder's just walking into a room and you just see a warthog and a rhinoceros and you end it like that. And
Timon and Pumbaa?
Oh, no, we're going to see fucking Bebop and Rocksteady in a movie. I'll be excited.
Finally.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Dude, they should have fucking been in the second one.
You know why they weren't? There was a huge, like, huge, I guess, copyright infringement or something like that, where, like, Hasbro was fighting them for the... No, Playmate was fighting them for the toy rights and the cartoon rights, and they're going, like, well, these characters technically weren't in the original comics, and they're like, well, these are characters everyone knows. It's all like, and it was going to be a shit ton of money, so then...
It's really weird how some of that stuff works sometimes.
I know, and they're like, just like, fine, we'll just create new characters.
I mean, look at the whole Marvel universe right now, like, all these different... Yeah, they're all Marvel. But yet, Sony's got the rights to this, and Marvel's got the rights to this, and this other company has the rights
to
this.
So I'm saying, since Nickelodeon basically has the rights now to Ninja Turtles, and they can basically do whatever they want with it, I'm saying, if you guys are smart, at the end of the credits, if you literally just have, or two guys who look like Rocksteady and Bebop, and they're like, what do you mean, this weird mutant program? And you just end it like that? Oh, my God. Like, do you know how many people in the audience, like, our age would just shit our pants and just be like, we can die happy now? This is going to be the greatest.
So, note to self, do not go watch an opening weekend unless you want to smell a theater full of shit pants. So, so we were talking about specifically the voices of the Ninja Turtles for this new movie. Are you, were talking about Johnny Knoxville. Who else do they have?
That's the thing, though. The other characters, it looks like all the people who did motion capture for the Turtles, so whoever did motion capture for Donatello, Mario, Raphael, and
it's
Donatello
me,
are all the same people who are voicing them, except for the guy who did everything for Leonardo. They actually brought in an actor to do his voice, which was Johnny Knoxville, which I thought was kind of weird that they didn't do that with the other Turtles. Whether or not the other Turtles were good and they didn't really like the voice of Leonardo, but then I was also thinking, like, well, due to the fact with the Transformers movies comes out, they actually got the original voice of Optimus Prime to voice Optimus Prime. So I was thinking about, like, well, if you could pick the voices of the Turtles, we could get, because, I mean, in the very first Ninja Turtle, completely random people except for Corey Feldman, who was the voice of Donatello.
Yeah.
That was, like, the only known actor. But I put the question out going, like, so if you could pick the voices of the Ninja Turtles in the new movie, whether you like them or not or would rather hear somebody else... That was the question this week. So if you could cast whoever you wanted to play Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, and Raphael, who would you choose, or are you fine with the voices that are there?
Hmm.
Oh, snap. Is that Kirk's dad?
Interesting.
What?
As Raphael. Is Alan Rickson. Is that the guy who played Kirk's dad in the 2009 Star Trek movie?
No, that was Thor who played his dad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what has this guy been in? What is he looking like?
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I've seen this guy in. All right. So, yeah, we did ask, the universe out there at large, who would you have as the voices? We did get some answers on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/thesasquatchnet.
We also got Twitters as well.
We got some on the Twitters at thesasquatchnet. We didn't get any, I don't think I posted it on Instagram. Did you guys post it on Instagram?
No.
Well, follow us on Instagram so that we have a reason to post
it. I didn't
even
know I had access to the Instagram. So.
Yeah, it's the same password as everything else.
I don't know that password.
Well, I'll get it to you later. I'm not going to say it on the show.
Why not?
That'd be silly.
Wow.
It's Stephen Love Cox.
How did
Cox
you know?
Cox like the internet provider.
Oh, I hate Cox.
Oh, my bad.
I like gendering.
All right, I'll change it. It'll be Stephen Loves Cox.
Thank you.
We got to change that.
So, yeah, we do have the Instagram, though. Follow us at the Sasquatchnet on the Instagrams as well. And, of course, we also asked the Redditors of the world the question as well. So let's turn to the Facebook answers first. A good friend of the show, our friend from Constantly Calibrating over there, Joshua, he said, "While I'm not bothered by what I've heard of the film voices so far, I would have to say the current Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cast is so firmly ingrained into my brain that I learned their way, that I lean their way, sorry." So he said that for Leonardo, he would want Jason Biggs, who evidently is not doing the voice.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He was
busy with Orange is the New Black.
Well, I don't know if that happened or there's a controversial because he did have a bunch of tweets and when kids were following him that were not children appropriate. A while back, and I don't know, but apparently Seth Green is going to be taking over the voice of Leonardo in the next series, so I don't know if he just has the Jason Biggs impersonation.
Yeah, I'm like, I like Seth Green.
No, I love Seth Green, too, but
no. From Jason Biggs to Seth Green.
But it's weird, because when you watch the show, which is on Hulu, I think maybe the last couple of episodes of season two, it's actually a really done, like, rendition of the Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
I really like it. But yeah, Jason Biggs actually did a voice for Leonardo where I'm like, wow, this is actually a like Leonardo actually could care about. Like most of the time, Leonardo's just kind of a throwaway character. So,
so he's got Jason Biggs for Leonardo. For Raphael, he's got Sean Astin.
Yeah. Well, you've never seen the movies, but he plays Mr. Frodo. Sam. He plays Sam the Little. He's from Rudy.
I haven't seen that either. Donatello is Rob Paulson. which is the original voice of Raphael in the original movie, the cartoon show.
Crazy.
And Michelangelo would be Greg Kipes.
Yes, he voices, he does a lot of voice work, but most likely the voice a lot of people remember him from is Teen Titans. He plays Beast Boy.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that either. Peter Hoffman also answered our question. He said, and I quote, "I say they shouldn't even be fucking voiced. These new Ninja Turtles look ultra gay and completely animated. I think they could have totally used the same turtles we grew up with in the movies and not had them be CGI. I don't even want to spend my money seeing this new one. What the fuck was that last good movie Nickelodeon ever made? Oh, right. Fucking none."
Good Burger.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come on.
Welcome to Good Burger,
home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Good Burger was badass.
What did it originate from?
All that.
All right.
Probably
too urban for me.
This is all that.
I think, see, my day Nickelodeon was Hey Dude and Salute Your Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have.
Yeah, Hey Dude, Salute Your Shorts. Too. You remember?
Must
you
have
can't,
got the tail end of
you
it
can't
because
say,
I didn't have all that.
You can't say that on television.
I don't know. Oh, that was great.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
What would you do?
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Double Dare was the shit. Double Dare was bomb.
Nick Arcade.
Family Double Dare. Nick Arcade. Yeah.
Family Double Dare. I don't know. It felt derivative.
Okay.
That's when we got the Nicktoons too. The original.
Oh, man.
With Doug,
Peter,
who had no black people. They were all blue in that show, which was weird.
Maybe it was the same guy who made the Star Trek, the animated series. He was colorblind. He thought pink was gray. So
oh, did he?
So much pink in that show because he thought it was gray and he wouldn't let anybody fix it.
No, it was just weird. Like, I remember watching Doug and not thinking anything about it. And then it was all like, there was no black people in Doug. And Patrick's like looking at me going like, where do you even come up with this stuff? I'm like, everybody was blue. What was with that?
Skeeter.
Dang. All right, well, it's
funny.
Fair to say that,
Roger
Peter not down with the new
right.
Ninja Turtles movie. So, Peter, sorry.
Sorry, Peter.
Sorry to bring up such a painful memory for you, evidently. We'll turn over to the Twitters. We did get some responses over on there. The first response comes from at LittleCuteGirl86. Hi, Ashley, if you're listening. Saw that you guys went out to the Star Trek convention. That looked pretty awesome. I'll have to go back and listen to that episode of Starfleet Escape Podcast to see how that went for you guys. But she said, surprise, well, actually what she put in Twitter was Wayne's Brothers. I'm assuming she means the Wayans Brothers from
White Chicks
fame, unfortunately. Okay. All right, Ashley. We get it.
Actually, to be fair, was it Marlon Wayans? See the... which one's like more of the goofier one?
Marlon.
I could see him as Michelangelo, though. I could do that.
I don't know. I could honestly live a Wayans free existence, quite honestly.
What are you talking about? He was a bomb in G.I. Joe.
Was that the new one? Because I only saw the first one.
He was in the first one.
Was he?
Was in the second one.
Blocked it from my memory. I just remember that there was a girl wearing like really tight leather, and like that's all I remember about G.I. Joe, that first movie.
G.I. Joe.
I could definitely do without the Wayans brothers. Like, I really think that New Girl went downhill when Coach came back. Like, I was like not happy about that at all. I'm like, I was fine with the one guy. They didn't need a second. But our another Twitter response we got at Cinema OTR, who's my co-host on Her Majesty's Secret Podcast.
Ziggy. You have another podcast?
Oh, yeah. HerMajesty'sPod.com. Check it out. We've got a new episode dropping this Monday. He said, I choose Stephen Mooney Jr. because someone needs to make proper statements about Michael Bay. So you're doing all four voices, and you have to talk shit about Michael Bay the entire time.
I wonder if I could do all four different voices.
Do you have a Alan Rickson?
No.
Do you have a Noel Fisher?
No.
Do you have a Johnny Knoxville?
No.
Do you have a Jeremy Howard?
I don't even know who half those people
are. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the IMDb page. That's the only reason I even know who these people are. I'm looking at the thing, and the only ones that are just voices, because Leonardo is just the voice of Johnny Knoxville, but then Noel Fisher is Michelangelo. Raphael is Alan Ritz.
I would say my Michelangelo would probably just be my normal voice.
Ooh, Abby Elliott's going to be in it, though. I like her.
Because I'm
Abby Elliott.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty immature, and I think that's Michelangelo anyway. Just it would have to throw in like dudes and cowabunga and stuff like that.
Radical man.
I don't know. I would have to work on that. Come back next week, kids.
All right. So that does it for the Twitter answers. Now moving over to the Reddits. We did get some good answers over there, so we'll go through some of these real quick here. We got user Spawn Demon. I've seen better. He said, Pee Wee Herman, Greg Maddux, Bruce Lee, and Tiger Woods.
See, I can do a Pee Wee Herman.
Cowabunga!
The secret word is cowabunga.
The secret word, kids, is cowabunga.
You know, it's weird when the shredder comes in.
We have user Uman Stickler. I don't even know what
he's
that's
a stickler.
To be. I don't know. He said, Pauly Shore has to be Michelangelo.
Oh, God.
Ice-T as Raphael.
I could see that, actually.
Ian McClellan as Splinter. I'd get down with that.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum as Donatello. And
let me tell you about chaos there.
You had a little bit, you know what? If you work on that a little bit, you got an Owen Wilson kind of going.
Oh, I already have an Owen Wilson.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You were letting a little Owen slip into the Goldblum.
I don't have a Goldblum, but I totally have an Owen Wilson. So, yeah.
I think if you get your Owen to be just a little bit more uptight and clipped, and boom.
Yeah.
You're Goldbluming.
That's weird.
He said, Leo should be whoever did him in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm assuming he meant the cartoon, mm-hmm. because he was great. I also recommend Rachel LaFerve for April, but this requires more than just her voice. Who's Rachel LaFerve?
She might have been from the first.
I'm about to Google. Let's see if this is going to take me down a dark road that I never come back from. Let's see. Rachel LaFerve. Images. Probably the best. Yeah. She's cute-ish, I guess. I don't know. It's a Canadian actress. It's my age. All right. I'll look more into her. I'm totally fine with Megan Fox, though. So we're good to go. User Huggin Kiss. It's Huggin and then K-Y-S-S. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Huggin Kiss. Creepy motherfucker. He said, all I know is that Corey Feldman has to be Mikey. Ooh. User Tantilia Tingley.
He does
tingly,
realize ting, that ting-ty. Corey Feldman was Donatello in the original, does he?
I don't know. Evidently he doesn't. Or he thinks that he would have been a better Mikey.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's probably just confused. But Tantilia Tingley says, Eddie Murphy voices all four. Hercules. Now this is a good one. Morgan Freeman, Anthony Hopkins, Keanu Reeves, and Jonah Hill.
Okay,
he doesn't say who would be who. He says, I have no explanation. This is what I want.
Like cowabunga, dudes. Like I was in the Matrix.
Whoa. Oh wait, no, Joy Lawrence, not
whoa,
Neo.
Whoa.
So and then
that's
and
interesting.
Then,
yeah, so Keanu would be Michelangelo. I think
I'd see Morgan Freeman more as either Splinter or Shredder.
Mm. But it's got to be the Turtles. We got to do Turtles.
Leonardo as...
I would do Morgan Freeman as Donatello. Mm. I would do...
He was the only one who ran.
Anthony Hopkins as Leonardo. And I would do Jonah Hill as Raphael. No, I would...
See, I would love to hear Morgan Freeman as Splinter and Anthony Hopkins as Shredder.
Ooh, that would be
that would be a battle royale. All right, our last response on the Reddit goes in a completely different direction. User Gnome Nose says Fran Drescher, Louis Anderson, Gilbert Gottfried, and Christopher Collins. I don't know who Christopher Collins is.
Okay, who would be
like okay, annoying voice, and Christopher Collins.
Okay, who would
guessing that he has an annoying voice?
Okay, who would be who?
I don't know. Those are all horrible.
Isn't it?
I'm going to say cowabunga, dudes. Can we get some pizza over here?
God damn, that movie would suck.
I like to skateboard and use my nunchucks. Is that what they're called? I'm the one with the orange bandana. What does that even mean? Why do we wear bandanas?
Did we do the Facebook ones?
Evidently, Christopher Collins was the voice actor for the Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe animated series and Starscream in the first Transformers
animated series. Oh, okay, let's see. I actually had to watch some of the old Transformer, and I think I got a little bit of my Starscream down from that where I'm just saying goodbye. Yeah, he does have a pretty annoying voice, okay. though.
Like, I'm just like, I'm guessing that with all the rest of these.
I'm trying to think of who he could be. Come on, Turtles, let's go kill.
It's not even worth it, man.
No, yeah. I know. It's so,
like, that's so.
I'm trying to think of, like, who could actually be. Like, trying to lead the Turtles. We have to go get Shredhead now.
He could be fucking Krang.
Man, Krang.
Do we do that? You did the Facebook ones?
Yeah, I read the Facebook ones already and the Twitters and the Reddits, and I think that does it, except for, of course, our choices.
Who do you got, Matthew? It looks like you were down and ready to go. Oh.
Not really. you could do, like, the kids from the Goonies. Like Sean Astin and Corey Feldman and the kid that played Data and then...
And Slick Shoes?
And yeah, that's they're like a little Oriental kid. And that's not the right thing
and
to say.
Splinter would be all, hey, you Asian guys.
Chunk.
And Chunk, yeah. I don't know.
Halfway through the movie, they're like, come on, Splinter, do the...
Or just get the ones that did the original.
The original from them.
Even though, like, they're all old and shit now. But, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I think if I were going to make them different voices than they are, I would give them all accents. I would go completely either British, Scottish, Irish, or Australian on all of them.
Do Scottish so you wouldn't understand a word they were fucking saying the whole time.
So.
Exactly. Shredder.
We got to go take out the Shredder. And then you got Michelangelo going like, oh, you call that a nunchuck? This is a nunchuck.
Or like the people from Snatch. You're
just
like,
what?
What? Perry Winkle Blue.
He's got a fucking what? Subtitle.
Oh, you like pizza? I like pizza.
You like dykes?
Oh, pizza. Yeah, I love pizza.
I lost my side.
Yeah. Damn!
Yeah, I would go completely ridiculous, thick accents on everybody, and there definitely have to be a thick Irish. Oh,
and then you get Splinter going, Raphael, y'all, you can't just be throwing your weapons all over the place.
He's like this from the south or something?
Yeah, it was all like, what the fuck?
Yeah, geez. Like Reese Witherspoon or some shit, like from Sweet Home Alabama.
Hey, y'all, I'm Master Splinter.
And I'm a girl this time. I'm Splinter.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm Splinter it.
I'm split up. Are we going to get an April O'Neil who's a dude? Is that where we're going with this?
Whoa, I'm like an April O'Neil.
All right.
McConaughey is Andrew O'Neil.
Andrew O'Neil. Oh. Yeah, Turtles. All right.
They
get pizza.
Thanks for tuning in to Metro News.
So then
you know what I love about Ninja Turtles?
Turtles.
No legal age.
They're always teenagers.
The older I get.
Took a dark turn.
Oh, God.
That's where I would go. Just ridiculous voices. They could be famous ones. Like, we could do Sean Connery for the Scottish one. We could get, like, Benedict Cumberbatch to come in and do the you know, get the names.
Yeah. Do
instead of random Brit, be like, Benedict Cumberbatch. He's bigger.
Donatello.
Right now.
David Tennant.
Yes. Ooh, I like that. I like where you're going with that.
And if she could bring along fucking Karen Gillan to play April O'Neil.
She could just show up to the set every day.
Oh, my God!
I would watch that in the theater. I would watch that in the theater by myself.
They're like,
with no one around.
They're like, we're repeatedly. They were like, we're able to get
Karen
all the
Gillan in yellow.
They're like, God,
Karen Gillan. In anything.
They're like,
I'm actually like contemplating watching her new show, and it looks horrible.
Oh,
but it's got her in it. Selfie. Yeah, it looks awful.
When's that come out?
Like next week? The week after that? Like this month, I think.
You know I'm going to watch it.
It's got Karen Gillan.
That'd be so funny.
Good in it, too. That's the I've seen the trailers for it, and I'm like,
yeah.
This show looks awful.
And she's a bitch.
I don't care about that, but she looks she's hot. She's smoking hot. Let's all just take a moment of silence for Karen Gillan's hotness. Okay. sorry about that. I got lost for a moment.
That was good.
And
I have to figure out who that is now.
That was the one that you thought you had posted a picture of, but instead you posted a picture of the girl that some people thought was Felicia Day.
Oh.
And then you've got the right picture and you posted it, and it was still really good.
Did you check out that link I sent in our little
feed? Oh God, I masturbated so hard.
Did you see that? You saw the Felicia Day one?
Wait, was that in
Day one?
I saw all was that in the group one or just between you guys?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I put it in the group one.
When was this? I just took a quick look at it, but I didn't like scroll through it all.
The Slaughterhouse series, and it's like all these like female actresses.
Really? I just saw. And, like, I was looking on my phone. I just saw. I'm like, oh, these look kind of cool, but I didn't.
So hard that night.
But now I'm gonna go look much harder.
Beat off again tonight too.
And I'll talk to y'all later. So Steven, did you say who you would pick?
We were talking about it briefly. Actually, two of the characters I would actually replace from the actual cartoon show that's going on right now. I like Rob Paulson as Donatello. I think that'd be a good fit, and the same guy for Michelangelo. But I would change it to James Arnold Taylor as Leonardo. A lot of people might not know the name, but he was the voice of Ratchet in the Ratchet and Clank series, and he was also the voice of Leonardo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles CGI movie. And as for Raphael, I thought Nolan North, who plays pretty much...
Everybody.
Do you know who Nolan North is?
Yeah, he's the...
I thought you said Peter North for a second. I was like, whoa. What kind of movie are we making here?
Yeah, he's the voice of Drake from Uncharted, and he was actually the voice of Raphael in that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Nolan North and Troy Baker are like the two hot guys right now in video game.
Oh, yeah, dude. Nolan North is also the voice of the Penguin.
So hot right now. Hansel. So hot right now.
So... I love that movie.
That movie's great. I just watched it the other day. It's on Netflix.
Is it?
So
yeah.
We have to watch it.
So I was climbing up this mountain, and then I just started falling. I'm like, ah! And I realized, I've never been to Mount Chupichu. I just smoked a ton of opium, and I was high all night. See, I told you I got an old muscle.
We've got to walk off.
Yeah. How about Derek?
There was a moment last night where you were sandwiched between the Maori tribesmen when I thought, I could spend the rest of my life with this one.
How about Derek lick my balls?
Derek lick my balls. You know, that really hurt me when you said that. Did Derek lick your balls?
I mean, you're Derek Zoolander. I mean, you're like...
Merman. Sorry, I'm just looking at this Jennifer Lawrence picture on this site that you linked.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Eric? Who'd you pick, or you don't even care?
I would go with all the accents.
Accents, that's right.
So we got Benedict Cumberbatch, Sean Connery, maybe the Crocodile Hunter guy. I don't care that he's dead. We'll bring him back.
No, he's still alive.
And then
Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Oh, him. I thought you meant like Crocodile Dundee guy.
No, not Paul Hogan.
Steve Irwin. Interesting.
Steve Irwin. Although I guess Paul Hogan would be a cheap man substitute, so we'll
I'll
take him.
I'll do anything for any type, but you call that a dollar bill? This is a dollar bill.
Crikey. Yeah, so that's who I'd go with. Just random big names that have crazy accents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am Master Splinter. Turtles, go attack that weird can thing. What am I even here for?
Can thing.
The can thing's got a name.
Shredder, whatever, don't care. Give me a paycheck. Hey.
Why do you think I'm so mad? Nobody can remember my name. Christopher Walken played a bad guy in a Bond movie.
Yes.
As did the guy who played Le Chiffre in one of the newer Bond movies, who also plays Hannibal in the TV show Hannibal. Are you guys watching Hannibal?
No, but I hear it's very good.
It is. It is amazing. We just started watching the first season of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I heard Hannibal's really
so
good.
Well
also
done.
Heard, what was it, the Bates Motel is really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Bates Motel's pretty good.
It was a little slow, and because there's only one season so far, it's kind of...
The second one's on, or it's just about done.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's definitely one I would recommend, but it does kind of leave a lot of... you gotta set aside some time for it. But it's really well done. It's really well written and acted. I would recommend it. The other one I'm watching, it's another Netflix original that I didn't even know existed until I happened to be flipping through, is The Fall. Have you guys seen this one with Gillian Anderson?
Okay, I heard about it.
It's really
good.
You
know what's weird? Netflix is picking up a lot of shit. They also just picked up The Killing.
Oh, really?
Like, they got the first three seasons that was on AMC, and they're going to be playing the fourth one comes out, I think, sometime in August.
Nice.
Which I still haven't watched. Everyone says it's good. So, but yeah, Netflix is just all like, oh, yeah. And then Community was picked up by Yahoo?
Yeah, it was like, hey, we're still a thing. You remember us? We're still a thing, guys.
Community
wants
I, and I love it.
Hey, they just needed one more season and their movie.
The biggest thing that Yahoo has going for them right now, most people don't even know is owned by Yahoo. That's Tumblr.
Really?
Yeah. Tumblr's like their biggest thing right now, and like
I had no idea.
Nobody knew it was owned by Yahoo until they started putting limitations on being able to search for porn in Tumblr. And everybody's like, what is this, Yahoo or something? And then, like, oh, yeah.
Yahoo!
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Actually, it is.
Funny you should ask.
AOL's like, we're still alive.
AOL's like, no, seriously, we could get you some email. You want some email at AOL.com? People will think you're cool and, like, hipster because you got an AOL email
AOL's
address.
Like, you know what we just bought today, guys, that you're going to not be able to use on your phones or anywhere else? Polaroids.
What up?
Hey, happy birthday to Eric Berry.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. When this show airs, it will be a couple of days past, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
As a birthday present to Eric Berry, go check out his shows, the Starfleet Escape Podcast.
We'll sing his
Ranger Command Power
Rangers.
We'll
sing his birthday song right now. Go, go, Power Rangers!
I don't know any more of it, so...
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, go.
Happy birthday, Eric Berry! Happy birthday, Eric Berry. From the Black Ranger.
And the white one.
And the tall, fat one.
That's about accurate.
Yeah, well, all right.
So
what other shows are you guys watching that people might not know about?
Shit, I don't know. You guys seem to be within, like, the... You guys know everything.
I've just been checking out Netflix. I got tired of watching... You know, I've seen so many things that I wanted to check out something new. That's why I started checking out The Fall, which I thought was really well done. My wife did not like it. She watched the first episode with me. She said she didn't want to watch the rest of them. I continued watching. There's only like 5 episodes so far. And I'm like through, I think there's 6 episodes and I'm through 4 of them so far. But it's looking really good. I'm really enjoying it so far.
I'm actually really excited now with all these Netflix series because I'm really looking forward to the Daredevil series. All the casts they're getting for that.
Hemlock Grove's coming back soon, too.
Fuck that show.
That was fantastic.
Do you guys like that show?
Loved it. It was amazing.
I saw the first 3 episodes and then
I hated it.
It was so well done visually.
Really?
And then...
Because I figured
really
it out within the first episode.
And I'm not talking about figuring out who and all that. I'm talking about the acting was fantastic. I think the storytelling is good. I don't think you're supposed to not know what's going on. I think you're supposed to know what's going on, but there's still a buildup to when they officially show it to you.
No.
But
I understand shows where you're trying to figure things out and stuff like that, but if I'm about to figure everything out within the first 10 minutes of the show, fuck your show. You didn't do a good job. I'm sorry.
I don't think it was meant to keep a secret, though. I think it was meant
to... No, Hemlock Grove is a piece of shit. And when it got renewed for a second season, I was like, oh, thank you, Netflix. Why don't I just chop my dick off and throw it out the window because I'm done being a man.
Wow.
Might as well do it, dude.
I mean, shit. If a TV show can make you feel that way, maybe it's
fine. I fucking hate
Hemlock Grove. If you're going to throw it out there, you might as well do it.
Might as well give it to a good cause.
So
we can get some donations on that.
We have been watching... Orange is the New Black.
Season
2.
I still got to finish season 1.
I've seen most of season 2. I've got like 2 episodes to go to finish up season 2.
Big Brother. Big Brother's back.
Matthew talked about
it. I love Big Brother. It's officially summer.
All right.
I love Big Brother.
I don't do the reality stuff too much, so I've never been into that.
I love this show, so... we just had...
I can't judge you. I mean, I watch Dancing with the Stars, and I fucking love it, so... You can enjoy your Big Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Matt and I talked about this last episode.
You can judge me all you want.
We were talking about like when shows end and then like the summer shows come in. Do you actually watch anything during the summer? Do you just kind of, you know, be like, oh, fuck off or whatnot? And Matthew was like, no, I'm huge into Big Brother, which I had no idea. And I was like very intrigued by it. So.
And then.
Because he likes to watch.
Yeah. It's weird. Like CBS, you can pay to watch the 24-hour feeds because they're all in this house under 24-hour surveillance.
People actually watch this.
Oh, yeah. So...
Those people, I judge.
I didn't pay, though, but...
Those people, I judge.
I found
you watch it once a week, maybe a couple hours a week. Okay.
Hey, to bring it to you, Eric, we're investing in next year, and we're going to commentate on it.
Okay. Well, so, hey, if they pay you...
I found a website where you can watch it for free. So I tuned
in. You're watching it right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But
but it could. Here's the point.
Then you go online and you watch, you know, you type in Big Brother 16, not safe for work, and then you see all the stuff because there's websites that post all the stuff about what they do, you know, because I'm always intrigued because they're under 24 hours surveillance. So of course something happens where there's going to be like a nip slip or something like that.
Ooh,
you know,
nip slip.
And you know, I'm shallow enough to want to see all that stuff. So
why not?
Nathan,
there's nothing shallow about
Nathan
it.
For you just started up on Comedy Central, which is a really funny, show with Nathan Fielder, where he goes around and tries to help people with their businesses, but it's just complete crock and it's really funny. And then Drunk History just came back.
I love Drunk History.
So this is season 2 of that. And then The Meltdown with Jonah and Kimmel starts on the 22nd of July on Comedy Central. So I'm looking forward to that. And what else am I watching? I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. I always watch my hardcore pod, like we talked about last time.
Wait, your hardcore what?
Hardcore pod.
Pawn. Oh, pawn. That's right, pawn.
Oh, what you think I said?
We know about his porn. I mean,
hardcore porn.
Oh, I know about Matt. Well, that was, did Matt, yo, you weren't there for that. Matthew was all telling me, he's like, hey, you can totally watch, like, all these, like, you know, scheme shows on HBO and stuff like that. You know, they have, like, the porn and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, but the only problem is after you watch it, I can see what you watch. I'm like, fuck. So I'm all played it safe. I'm all like, Muppets from Space. I'm like, if I throw in some oddball ones, then when the porn
so you know what's
up,
happening is not that here. He's like, oh, he's just watching Muppets from Space. He's looking at it going, that fucking creepy motherfucker is masturbating to Muppets in Space.
Oh, Kirby.
I don't give
someday
a shit what you watch.
They'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
You can watch whatever the hell you want.
No, but I did watch R.I.P.D.
How did you like it? Because I heard it blew.
No, okay. When it came into theaters, I'm going to say, like, probably didn't do too well at the box office, but take it what it is. It's based off of a comic book. It's not that bad of a movie. You know who's in it that I had no idea who was in it because they didn't even market him in it? Kevin Bacon.
Oh, I didn't know that he was
in it. Yeah, he's in it. I'm like, what? So it's take it for what it is. It's pretty much almost like Men in Black, except deals with the dead. There's the comedy between Ryan Reynolds and, what's his name?
I don't know.
He's the guy who always plays Western guys. He was the dude.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. I thought they had a good dynamic, and even the girl from Weeds is in it. She's pretty funny, so it's good. I mean, if you're going to see it, like I'm saying, if it pops up on Netflix, definitely check it out. I'm not saying, like, waste your time and, you know, waste money on it or anything like that, but it's pretty
well,
good.
Well, I wanted to see it when it first came out.
I
watched
about Turbo,
the idea,
too.
I was like, oh, hey, that sounds awesome. Especially people were like, it's like Men in Black meets... Dead Like Me, and I'm like, I love both of those things.
Yeah, it was based off of a.
And then after it came out, it was like,
what was it Black Horse Comics or some of that, or Dark Horse Comics?
Okay,
one of their comics books they did, but it's a really good idea. I mean, I don't see it ever getting a sequel or anything like that unless they're very desperate. But
well, I heard it did not do well at the box office at all, which pretty much kills any sequel chances unless it gains some sort of huge cult following. But I don't see that happening. I'll probably check it. If it hits Netflix, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I just saw it because the HBO stuff. And then I watched Turbo. That was that one with the snail or whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was like an okay movie.
You know what movie I really want to see, and I'm so mad at myself that I want to see it because I cannot fucking stand Tom Cruise? That Edge of Tomorrow.
I want to see it, too. I hear
so good.
I hear it's actually really good.
I can't
fucking
stand that guy,
really good.
But it looks so good. And so many people have said, no, it's really fucking good.
Though I will say this. I think they should have renamed the movie to just Respawn.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But yeah, everyone says it's really good. I do want to check that out, though. Yeah, I still got to see that. I still got to see the new Transformers, even though I'm like, I don't want to see it, but it's got the fucking Dinobots in it, so I got to go see it. And then How to Train Your Dragon 2, I still want to see.
I want to see Earth to Echo.
What is that one?
It's really a little kid movie, but it's got like the young ragtag group of young adults that come across an alien from outer space, and they help the alien get back home. It's basically the modern day E.T., I'm guessing.
No. I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
But then Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out at the end of this month, which I'm excited.
Have you seen
the new trailer?
No, have you seen the trailer that somebody cut? Not, I've seen the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, but have you seen the Star Wars trailer that somebody cut together
it.
In
it
that?
They did an awesome
so
job.
So fucking good. So amazing. Did Check you, it out. Just Google Guardians of the Galaxy Star Wars trailer. It is really damn good.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
It made me want to watch Star Wars again. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
this
I want to like
so sit rad.
Down and watch the whole trilogy again. I'm like,
And then did you see the Game of Thrones opening with the 1980s
Pretty
music?
Much.
That was fucking great,
that was great too. Speaking of Game of Thrones, did you guys talk about it the week I was out?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. You want to talk about it?
I just want to say, holy crap, man.
Yeah, dude.
On the pot? Damn.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Harsh. That's cold.
Happy
but he had it coming.
Happy
that
Father's
fucker
Day.
Had it coming.
And well, then,
I just
even
love
with
that.
Shay,
I just love that. He's like, no, I was always your son.
And then with Shay.
Boom. Yeah. Oh.
That shit, too, because I was like, who is that? And first I thought it was Cersei.
Right.
And then she was like, you know, Tyrion, my lion. And I was like, oh, fuck, no.
Yeah. That was.
Fucking chokes her
yeah.
out.
I like how the eunuch just was all like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going with the midget.
Have you noticed that the only thing that George R. R. Martin likes to do more than killing people is cutting off their dicks? Have you noticed that? Because you've got like major characters. You got the guys, you know, you've got, you know, was it Reek now? Got no dick. You've got all of the Unsullied who has it been determined yet if they have pillars and no stones?
I don't think they have stones.
Okay, what about that fucking skeleton shit, dude?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that was
the
cool.
White Walkers and
with
all
the,
that shit?
No.
Well, I didn't think of the White Walkers.
I
thought they were White Walkers, but then, like, the White Walkers actually got like, skin to them.
Yeah,
almost
they're
like a zombie kind of, like, frozen
but
thing.
But are these just White
these
Walkers that have been there for long enough to be just skeletons at this point? Because they were, like, underneath the snow, like, just waiting, like, chilling, and then, like, oh, somebody's coming.
Unless they're the protectors of
I don't know, but who's that? Who's that?
Not really, because they stabbed the fuck out of that one kid.
The fucking girl
with
the firepower?
They call them the children.
Yeah. Oh, those children. I was like, because they didn't protect the one children, they stabbed the fuck out.
No, they're...
Oh, and then fucking Arya. Holy shit.
Finally, dude.
Cold as fuck.
Dude.
Dude's begging you to kill him, and you're just staring at him,
that
not saying
whole,
a fucking
telling,
word.
I was
like,
and
we're talking about it. Hopefully she's part of that...
The Guild of the Faceless.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's finally fucking going to Braavos.
Yeah, isn't that what the coin or whatever that
coin,
she gave him? She's like, and he's like, oh, fuck,
so
I ain't fucking around. We're going.
So excited. I've been waiting for that. For
but yeah, just the way that she
ever
just...
Ever since season two.
Now, the question is, are we going to see more of him? Because I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
More of who?
The Hound. We don't see him die. We assume that he's going to. Because when she leaves him, he is dying, but...
It's a good question.
Somebody could still stumble by. I mean, theoretically, like I said, I haven't read the book, so I have no idea if he turns up again.
Or if, like...
True. I have thought about that, too, because technically...
Because he was like, I'm going to kill her, and then he's like, no, I'm going to use her to get some money, and then they're like, okay, well, I can't get any money, but, okay, well, now we're kind of friends, we're going to hang out, and now it's like...
Or if...
Dude,
maybe Lady...
Bitch is cold.
Maybe Lady Brienne goes up to him and, like... After she just fought him and basically killed him, she like maybe helps him out or something like that.
Exactly. Like she should be somewhere in the area.
And
still.
Then they team up to try to find her.
Yeah.
To Arya, because that's like their common ground right there.
Yeah. Because he's gonna want to kill her now, and she promised to bring her home.
Oh, she's gonna become a fucking assassin. It's gonna be so rad, dude.
I love that character, but man, that was cold. Just to
I loved it, man.
Oh no, it was great. It was fantastic.
Walks over, just steals his gold. And
walks over. He's like, okay, finally, she's gonna do it, and she's just like,
he's trying so hard. I should have raped your sister and all this stuff. Like the Hound said, me.
just anybody's listening, they just
First
tuned in right at that moment. They're like, I tried to tune into this new podcast, and like one guy just talked about.
First off, Matthew, you can't rape the willing.
Damn.
And then
I thought he was talking about me.
What else?
Because he said your sister. I'm like, damn, she's not even here to defend herself.
And she never will be.
What else, man? There's,
dude, but please make that a soundbite now.
Don't do that. There's a bunch of stuff that happened in the episode.
Yeah. Oh, she locked up the dragons, which Matthew and I had two different theories about this.
Yeah, I want to know what you think about it. Do you think's happening there?
Well, what you saw what happened. Like, that guy, like, brought, like, she's like, he's all like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, oh, I'm so sorry to come to you this, but, you know, your dragons, you're kind of, this was my daughter. Like, and she was like, oh, fuck. like, she did not like seeing that at all, like a little kid being torched by her fucking dragons. So the question is, though, how fucked up, because that other one's still out there.
Well, that's,
and is he going to come back for his brothers and wreak some fucking havoc when he finds out they're locked up?
The main one, because the main one that's out there is the main dragon. You had the one that they always
I'm actually
showcase.
Calling that the mother.
And then you had the, you know, the brothers, whatever. The main one is the one that torched the little the little kid. So I was telling Steve that she put them in there to die. She's like, she put him in there, locked him up,
I mean,
and sealed the door, dude. I think she's going to leave them in there to die.
I don't see
unless,
that. I think she's going to continue feeding them.
Unless she's using them
now,
as bait.
Like I said, and I think what's going to happen is that whether it's intentional or not,
the other
dragon's going to come back because it's going to, like, because the dragons are probably going to be making all sorts
of
noise.
Well, that's obviously, you know, maybe she's using them as bait.
But I think she's just intending, I think her intentions are just to lock them up and keep them from hurting anybody else. Like, I think she fully intends to have them fed and cared for as much as possible.
I don't think those two are the problems. The other
exactly.
One.
That's the thing is, like, how much havoc is that fucker going to wreak when he comes back and is like, you did what?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
no.
I'm starting to believe that the bigger dragon is the mother dragon and those are the children.
Well, they were all eggs at the same time.
I understand that, but there's always going to be someone that's more dominant than the
other. Well, exactly. So, but I don't think it's, you know, a mother-kid relationship. I think it's more of a big brother. Like, that's definitely the big brother. That's the alpha.
Or it's the female.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the same, you know.
And she's like, I want some dick!
The same.
I want some fiery dick! Open the door!
I don't know about all that, but... Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting.
Hey,
no,
it was just first off, those dicks are ribbed for her pleasure.
It was just the way that, like, they, like, turned to look at the door and they were just like, what? Wait, where are you going? Like, why? Like, what are you doing?
I don't think she intends to ever go
back
down there again.
But then she started crying. Like, that's,
right. Well, yeah. And that could be because she intends... I don't think she would just let them die like that. If she intended to kill them, I think she would kill them. Straight up and
just
end
like,
it, you know, be more merciful. She's not going to starve her babies to death, you know. She's hurting because she's had to lock them up to save her people, but I think she fully intends to keep them alive. Like, I think she intends to give them food and water and whatever.
Or she done fucked up and they're just going to die.
Well, yeah.
And she didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, but I think that if she intended to kill them, if her intention was for them to die, that she would have had somebody, you know, like chop their heads off or something like that. Not just lock them up.
I guess we'll find out on the next season of Game of Thrones.
Next season of Game of Thrones. Will the dragons survive? Will the dragons die? Find out on the next episode of Game of Thrones. Actually, should we start placing bets?
Ooh. No, because it's already happened in the books. So.
Actually.
Tell you what, give me a couple of weeks to read all the books, and then I'll place
bets. They're not even putting a character that's in the book into the show.
No, not all of them, because there's too many damn characters in the book to do that. So they have to pare it down somewhat.
Then the shit with Jon Snow, and then
from what I understand, all the major plot points
Stannis.
That have happened in the show have happened in the book. There's been differences of detail from here and there, but as far as the major plot points, it's been pretty much as it's happened. They've cut some stuff, obviously, because they have to.
When Stannis Baratheon came.
Mm-hmm.
Once Jon Snow was like confronting the Lord of the North, that was I did not see that coming. I was like, oh shit!
Yeah,
they just came on and like fucking hacked everybody.
Yeah, that was pretty badass too. That was just a great episode, especially considering the previous episode. Everything just happened in that one place, which is something we never see in that show.
The wall.
Yeah. Castle everything. Keep. Yeah.
Castle Black.
We're like, we didn't see any other areas in this entire episode. And then it comes back and I'm like, oh, we're back here again? What the hell, man? We already saw this. Come on. Show us other stuff. But they showed us so much in that last episode.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. I cannot wait for it to come back. There's so much.
Oh, I know.
Like, what about Sansa, dude? Sansa's bad now. She turned evil, dude.
Somebody
like,
finally put like she has been. People have been poking at her from the very beginning.
And she finally fucking made a decision.
And they're like, she's always been like, just shirking back. And finally, she's like, fuck you,
it.
Fuck this.
I'm gonna be Littlefinger's right hand lady.
That is the guy I probably trust the least in the entire show right now. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That guy
is bad news, man. He's bad news, but he's so smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, no, he's an amazing character, but I wouldn't trust a single thing he says or does to be anything other than self-serving, no matter what it might appear to be. Nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Total nuts.
All right, guys. You guys got anything else for tonight? You guys want to wrap it up? Call it a show?
Sure. Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and get some housekeeping out of the way. Then don't forget to check us out on the web at sociallyawkwardstudios.com, 4eyedradio.com. Check us out on Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, the Zoom Marketplace, the BlackBerry Podcast Directory, Blueberry Podcast Directory, Miro Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player.fm. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, Raven Designs, at ravencruise.com. And, of course, you can always support us by going to the Sasquatch.net or sociallyawkwardstudios.com. Click on that Amazon banner and go and shop for stuff from Amazon. You can pretty much buy everything on Amazon. I'm pretty sure you can get your groceries, you can get movies, you can get DVDs, you can get hookers, you can get books. I mean, you can get just about anything you can think of. Amazon.com has it. And if you go to our website, click that little link, you won't pay a penny more, but we get a little bit of taste on the back end.
We're not officially sure if all the recommendations that Eric just listed are completely accurate. So.
I wasn't looking at the site right the second, so I'm just guessing. But
if you can't get hookers on there, though, please tweet me immediately.
And you can always tweet us, of course, at the SasquatchNet. I'm my personal Twitter. Please follow me at Eric J. Dewey.
At Matthew_Renfro.
At Stephen Mooney Jr.
And also, don't forget to give a follow to my charity group, Comicare. On Twitter, it's at Comicare. On Instagram, at Comicare.org. And on the web, at Comicare.org. So,
Comicare.
Comicare, yeah. Like the word comic and the word care.
Not Comicare.
There's only one
Mushed
C.
Together.
One C in the middle there. So, Comicare.
Cool.
And and if you have any comic books that you'd like to donate, please contact me, eric@comicare.org, and I will definitely take those donations from you to
Mr. Vice President.
Vice President and Media Operations Manager, evidently. I don't know. I threw that in there because I wanted more. I wanted the longest title possible. I'll probably add some stuff later.
You probably add douchebaggery.
Ooh. Could I be, I'm thinking executive... of douchebaggery, executive of operations for douchebaggery purposes. I'll figure it out. But I'm working that in somehow. Somehow that's going in my title, whether it's for that or for this. And maybe that's going into my 4-Eyed Radio profile. But until next week, folks.
Oh, you better cowabunga, you better tap that sass. Can I get some pizza around here? Why am I Michelangelo? This doesn't make any sense.
Hi, this is Jeff from the 12A Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to check out more on 4eyedradio.com.